But what I wanted to start this time by is just telling you a little story, just a brief history lesson. At Global Impact a couple of years ago, if you were here, if you've been around Crossbridge for a while and you happen to be here on that Sunday, you might have even heard me tell this story. You know, now that I'm 40, now that I'm a man, I'm in my 40s, excuse me, now that I'm a man, I think I was entering into some type of midlife crisis. Because it was Global Impact two years ago, I was praying and sitting in my house on that Saturday night, praying for our Sunday worship service, and I started to have this, I guess, this midlife crisis, and I got this new passion in my life, and it was to be included on the worship team. And a few people are laughing because you know that I can't sing and I have no rhythm. But that's the one thing I haven't been able to do. I haven't been able to be on this stage helping Brian and the team lead in the part of worship that is singing. And so that night, I kid you not, I jumped onto Amazon Prime. And I actually, Brian, wanted you to know this morning that I still have these things. And I just wanted to tell you one more time, Brian, that I can most definitely, now that I'm 44, I can most definitely rock the maracas for Jesus. And so when we get to that celebratory worship in a minute, you just might see me jump across this stage with the maracas in my hand. But I think I there is one thing that I did lose. I did lose the thing that makes the triangle ding. So I won't be able to use that. But this might be the one. We're going to sing Glorious Day when we end the service today. And if you hear this, you know. Ryan might not let me get on stage, but you know that I'm living out my mission and my passion by getting on to worship.
You can send an email to worship at Crossbridge Community Church.
But there's also the recorder, right? You remember this from fifth grade. Most of you learned to play Hot Cross Buns on the recorder. If you were here 2 years ago, you heard my great musicianship by playing Hot Cross Buns on the recorder. And I was just pleading that day with Brian and Daniel to just compose something in celebratory worship that could cause there to be a pause and a hush over the crowd, and this moment where I could just step into the spotlight and play Hot Cross Buns, and in revival, I'm sure, would break out across the room, right? But you see, there's just one problem with that view of either musicianship or really using any particular gift that God has given us. Because when we think about expressing the gifts that God has given us, whether that is in physical worship leading, in teaching and preaching, or more importantly, what we're thinking about this morning and what we were thinking about at Global Impact, being included in what God has called all of us to do. And that's to pray for people, to care for people, to share the love of Jesus with people. When we focus too much on the actual instrument itself, we actually rob God of glory, and we miss something that's in the exchange. Because all of us, regardless of what your gift is, all of us are instruments in the hand of the great musician who wants to use us for his glory. That's why our pastor teaches us all the time to pray that include me prayer. God, would you include me in what you are already doing? And so that's what we focused this year. That was our focus this year at Global Impact. And we had an opportunity for our students to just step into the reality of that. We had some exercises here at the building. And then this year we left the property and we had a couple of students that had a lot of them had some amazing stories to tell. But I want to invite four guys to come on up. Where are you guys at? Come on up, Drew, Jackson, Paige. These guys, have a specific story to tell you about how God included them this weekend. And I wanted you to hear that from them.
What's up? I'm Drew. I'm a sophomore at Smithson Valley High School. And just the week before, I have an atheist friend at school. I love him to death. He's just a great guy. I love being around him. But he doesn't believe in God, and I don't want him to be apart from me and live in hell forever. So I just had God really place in my heart that, like, after this Thanksgiving break, I need to talk to him and try to get him to believe in Jesus. And we were singing a song last night. The chorus was, Abba, I belong to you, which is Father, I belong to you. And I'm thinking in my heart, yeah, that's true. I belong to you, but that doesn't just apply to me. That applies to everybody. Everybody who accepts you belongs to you. So it just... I'm not done. Yeah, and then so I had, where's Morgan? Morgan Galleon, where are you? Yeah, Morgan right there. In that chorus, I just had her pray over me, just dealing with the fear of looking weird in school and going up to my friend and talking to him. So, yeah, she helped me get over that. So on Monday, I'm going to go and talk to him. So.
Amen.
Hello, I'm Jackson Posey. I'm a freshman at Smithson Valley.
Way to go, Jackson!
So, yesterday night, I was standing right over there next to the stage during worship. And we'd gone out during the day, like, to pray for people, and I hadn't gotten to pray anyone. I was kind of disappointed. But while we were doing worship, I was just, like, down on my knees, and I was praying because it was, like, the last night, right? Like, yeah, we have church today, but that was the last night of this retreat where all of your focus is on God. So I was just praying, God, I know you can do something amazing in this room tonight. And so at one point they called all the, like, staff people and everything over to the sides. And I'm on student staff, so I was standing over there on the side to pray for people. And nobody came over to pray with me. I was a little bit disappointed. But I looked out, and it was better than people praying with me because the whole everyone out in the crowd was either down on their knees or huddled together in prayer. And it was so incredible because, I mean, normally when people are happy, they just smile. But I was just so overwhelmed about instantaneously God had answered that prayer. And just before that, everyone had just been standing there. And I just closed my eyes for like a minute and I looked up and everyone was down on their knees and everyone was praying. And there were people that had been distracted the entire time and their hands were up in the air praising Jesus. And it was just so overwhelming. I couldn't even smile anymore. I just stared and, yeah.
Amen. Thanks, Jackson.
Hey, guys. I'm Paige, and I'm a freshman at Sax. And yesterday, my group and I had the opportunity to go to La Cantera on, like, a prayer walk. And we had, like, given compliments here and there, and it was, like, almost time to leave. And me and this other girl saw someone at a table just sitting there. And we were like, well, let's go ask her if she needs prayer. So we went over there, and she just, like, simply told us that she didn't speak English. So we walked away, and, like, I just felt God telling me, like, you need to go talk to her, like, figure out a way. So, you know, I looked up Google Translate, how can I pray for you? And I went over there and read it to her in Spanish. And she didn't say that she needed prayer. She said she was thankful, but she said that she got goosebumps because she had never felt that care before, like someone who she didn't even know coming up to her and like telling her that like we can pray for her. So she said that we cared for her like her family. So. Yeah.
Amen. Thanks, Paige. Paige, you just said it right there. I knew you'd be blessed by hearing that because some of those are your kids. But more importantly, I wanted you to be blessed by, like Brian was saying, the future church that's sitting all across here and how they are pressing pause in their life to spend time hearing from the Lord and being obedient to what God's telling them to do. And in a moment, all of us are going to have that opportunity. But before we do that, we have a second celebration that we're gonna have a picture of, and that is with our baptisms. But before we baptize people, I want us to pray for our students. That was just three of the stories that you got to hear. But there are stories that we could spend the rest of the day listening to from that are represented in these brown shirts. And so, students, would you stand? Because we want to pray for you, and we want to ask the Lord to see the decisions that you made, to seal them by the power of His Holy Spirit, and to give you the faith to walk out those decisions. And so, moms and dads and rest of the Crossbridge Faith family, would you extend a hand towards them and just begin to pray for them and ask the Lord to, even this week of Thanksgiving and fall break, to put them in places to see the Lord answer the cry of their heart, to give them that faith to trust him for the decisions that were made in the room tonight. Please, please pray for those who made decisions to trust Jesus. Pray for those who made a commitment to share their faith with a friend or somebody in their family. Pray for those that rededicated their lives. God, we thank you that this is a glorious day of celebration. And you're not done yet. There's always more with you, Jesus. I thank you for the evidence of the way you moved in our student ministry this weekend, the things that we got to hear, and those stories that we heard last night, those stories that were shared at the campfire and in life group discussion groups, and even for those that are even standing right now that didn't utter a word, but you spoke to them. God, we do as a faith family, we come around them. We ask that by the powerful name of Jesus, you would cause those words that you spoke to them this weekend, you would cause paths to be crossed this very week, where they would get to step into continually trusting you, continually listening to your voice, continually being obedient to you. And like we prayed earlier, that we would come back as a family each and every week with expectations to hear how great and glorious you are and how you're faithful. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. So that song that we sang at the beginning that you saw everybody jumping up and down to, it's a spiritual picture of what we are about to witness in the baptismal pool. Because there's a phrase in that song that says, hey, I ran out of the grave. And baptism is the spiritual and physical picture of what we were singing about. How God, by the power of his spirit, when someone places their faith and trust in him, comes inside and comes into them and lives inside of them. And the Bible teaches us that sin doesn't make us bad. It makes us what, teenagers? Come on. Sin doesn't make us bad. It makes us? But when Jesus comes into your life, you are? And that's what we're going to see as a physical, but more importantly, a spiritual picture today. Because we have seven or eight or so that have made a commitment to follow Jesus in believers' baptism. Some of them, most of them, have already been walking with Jesus for a season. But today marks a day where they wanted to celebrate with all of us their decision to be obedient to the Word of God, and to be baptized, to make a public profession of their faith. So I want to invite Abigail Gorman and Scott Gorman to come on up. Hey, Scott. So I want to give Scott an opportunity to say anything to us as a faith family about Abigail.
Oh, you gave me a microphone. That's dangerous. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I just want to say that Abby has been a Christian for quite a while, but it has been such a joy and pleasure and privilege to see her grow in the Lord and to learn how to hear his voice and speak with him and talk with him. And I just want to say we are very proud of you, Abby. You are a wonderful daughter. We could not ask for more.
Amen.
And we love you. You will always be a part of the Gorman family. And we are excited to celebrate that you are a part of the family of Christ. And so, God bless you. Yeah.
All right. So, Abigail, it's your turn to testify. Who is Jesus to you, Abigail?
He's my friend and confidant.
Amen. Would you guys jump on into that pool? Then you hand it to Christiana right there. Well, it's time for us to celebrate. We call Baptism Sunday Celebration Sunday at Crossbridge. And if this is your first time, you're about to find out why. You guys ready? All right. Abigail, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, buried with Christ in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. Addison. Addison and JD, come on up. This is Addison Scott and her mom, Jenny, and her dad, JD. And where's that microphone? Yeah, can you give that microphone to JD? JD, you want to say anything?
Actually, Jenny wants.
All right, Jenny, go for it.
We just want to say we're so proud of Addison. It takes a lot of bravery to get up here in front of all these people, especially for somebody who normally doesn't like to get in front of a lot of people. So we're just super proud of her obedience and her ability to get up here this morning. I just love her. We love her. We adore her. And we're so grateful for this church that comes around to support all of our kids, especially this morning. We get to see that. And we're just grateful for God who loves her and who's always going to walk with her.
That's
that's our prayer for her every day, is that she knows that Jesus will never, ever, ever leave her side.
That's right. Awesome. Well, we love you too, Addison. JD, would you guys jump on up in there? You can give that microphone to Christiana. Come on up. Oh, I forgot. You can go. You guys can come on in. I'm working off of like 3 hours of sleep. Addison, you want to tell us who Jesus is to you?
He's my Savior and my counselor.
Amen. Amen. Well, Addison, based upon your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Come on, this is Emma-Kate Scott. Sorry, we got a little confusion. Emma-Kate asked Anna to baptize her. So Emma-Kate, stand right there. And why don't you, don't fall. I don't want to get fired. Hey, Emma-Kate, grab that microphone. And Jenny, you want to say anything?
We're just super proud of Emma-Kate.
Amen. Go ahead, Jenny.
This is Emma-Kate's second time to be baptized, and she texted me last night from Global Impact and said that she wanted to get baptized again. And when I asked her why, she said that she felt like it didn't mean as much the first time, and now she has such a strong relationship with Jesus, and it's so visible and evident in everything that she does. I couldn't be more proud of this girl. And I just pray for her that light and joy never dulls, because she just has it. It shines from her. We just love her and are so proud of her.
Amen. Emma-Kate, would you grab that microphone? Emma-Kate, would you tell us who Jesus is to you?
He's my, best friend, and I love him so much. And I think Anna, because she's been, such a mentor in my faith, because we've been friends for, 6 years now. I don't really know. But just, knowing him, and then he just loves that he loves me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And as they get into the water, I just want to take you guys, go ahead, just remind you that there's nothing salvific about baptism. It's just that picture. Go ahead, guys. And sometimes when we're little, we make that decision and maybe we're baptized. And then as we age, I know that happened for me. As we get a little older, we realize, you know what? Today, I really understand. And I think that's what Emma-Kate wants to demonstrate to all of us, is that, yeah, there was this day that kind of sealed something for me, but now I fully know. It's like moving from basic math to calculus, right? When the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you, and you begin to respond to Jesus in that way. And so, Emma-Kate, it's my privilege to baptize you in your profession of faith and your decision to follow Jesus in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. My friend Jordan and Jordan Shorp and Abby daughter is going to baptize her. Would you grab that microphone, Jordan? Jordan, would you tell us who Jesus is to you?
So Jesus, he's my Lord and Savior, and I'm just so glad that I get the opportunity to know that he loves me and that he loves everyone in this room.
Amen. Amen. So you guys make your way in there. Jordan came up last night and she said, I'm ready. I'm ready to follow Jesus in baptism. And so it is our privilege to celebrate that with you today, Jordan. And so based upon your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Amen. My sweet friend Jessica Rajardovan, and Morgan's gonna baptize her. Mom and Dad, you want to say anything? I didn't tell you were, so you don't have to if you don't want to.
I was thinking of the passage in Acts chapter 8 where when the Ethiopian eunuch got saved.
That's right.
He initiated. He said, like, there's the water, what stops me from taking baptism? And so last night 10 o'clock Jessica texts me and says, like, there's the baptism in the morning. What's stopping me from taking baptism?
Amen.
So she's been asking for a while. So I know she has a strong faith. She accepted Christ a while ago, but she's been asking for this. And so as Philip says, if you're saved, who am I to stop you?
That's right.
So
Amen.
So we're so excited for her and proud of her.
All right, Jessica, who is Jesus to you?
I think Jesus is my father and best friend.
Amen. Amen. Come on, get up there with Morgan. And as her daddy was saying, we were talking to the people that are going to be baptized today last night. And we were right over here and I was talking to them. And then I just turned around and Jessica was right there. And it was awesome. That is a really clear spiritual picture of what that passage is all about. And so based upon your statement of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you, Jessica, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. My sweet friend Karis Bartlett, and Karis did the same thing last night. She said she was ready to follow Jesus in believer's baptism. So would you grab that microphone from Christiana? Karis, would you tell us who Jesus is to you?
He's my father and my best friend.
Amen. So why don't you jump up in there? And we've talked this through with all of our students. We meet with them, and like Pastor Kirk teaches us a lot of times, it's not a test. When you're speaking in front of 500 people, sometimes what you plan to say turns out different. That happened to me this morning too. And so, Karis, it's my privilege to baptize you, my sister, based upon your statement of faith, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, praise God and give us the life. We got one more girl, Grace Shuttlesworth. Everybody say hi, Grace. Grace's mom and daddy. Want to say anything to us?
I just want to say God is so good and faithful. I've been praying for this sweet girl, and he's got her, and I'm just really grateful for Amen. Him. He is a good, good father.
Amen.
So we love her. Thank you, church.
All right, Grace. Would you tell us who Jesus is to you?
He's my strength.
Amen. And that's a real thing right now. I just have to tell you that when we were talking with Grace last night, we were going to arrange a different time for her to be baptized because she was like, I want to be baptized, but I don't know if I could do that in front of 500 people. And then I went to bed and I woke up and I got her this morning. She's like, no, I'm ready. He's my strength. I'm ready to do it in front of everybody. And so Grace, based upon your public profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. All right, Will, come on up. It's my friend Will and his dad. Will made a decision last night to, he's already been walking with Jesus, but he made a decision last night to publicly let everybody know about that by being baptized. And this is his dad. You want to say anything? Okay.
I just want to say we're super proud of Will right now. He keeps making these choices and deciding to walk with Jesus. He keeps showing he's becoming more and more of a man.
Amen. Will, why don't you grab that microphone, Will? Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you tell us who Jesus is to you?
So Jesus is a man that if I'm feeling down, that I can, he helps me feel better. And also if I need help on something, he can lead me to the right direction. And he's also my Lord and my Savior.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Will. Don't you love how they talk about their actual relationship with Jesus? You know, it's easy just to let the word Savior roll off your tongue. It's different to express him as your friend. And so, Will, based upon your public profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Here comes Parker Kenny. And Parker, like many of those, has already been walking with Jesus. And like Emma Kate, Parker made a decision to say, hey, I think I want to show everybody a second time. And so as I visited with Parker, we felt like that this was an appropriate thing. And so, Mama, you want to say anything? Okay, it's okay.
We're just so blessed and thankful for our church family.
Amen. Amen. Parker, tell us who Jesus is to you.
He's my everything.
Amen. Jump up there with Drew, Parker. So, Parker, based upon your public profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. We didn't plan on doing some spontaneous ones, but Preston said, he just came and talked to me, and I visited with Preston before, and Preston said he wants to follow Jesus. He's feeling like that's today. And so grab that microphone, Preston. Preston, will you tell us who is Jesus to you?
He's my Father, he's my Savior, and he's the only one who can forgive
me. Amen. All right. Preston, we are so delighted. You want to make sure you don't have your phone or your wallet in your pants, because Preston going straight from the road, straight in. Sweet. All right, good. All right, Preston, look out at all those people. And it's my privilege, based upon the statement of faith you just made, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Buried with Christ in baptism, and raised to walk in newness of life. I guess Laura was saying something. If you're 18 or older, is there anybody else that just like, you know what, I need to respond to Jesus? Because Drew's here. You go home wet. But anybody else? Cool. We're not going to wait very much longer. Thanks, Drew. I'm going to dismiss these guys. Thanks for being here with us. We're going to do one more thing before we go. But let's celebrate our children as they head back on upstairs. So would you guys go off that way? Awkward transition. Maybe I should play hot cross buns. I'm getting heckled by the sixth graders. Yeah. Some of your moms and dads are gonna thank me this evening because your kid's gonna go home and sleep for days. You know, as our children leave, as we close the service, we were praying as a pastoral team, and we knew that there was going to be many, many different things associated with Global Impact, and we're going to celebrate some more baptisms and some more things that God did at Men's Retreat in Romania and some other things in the second service. But as we were praying together, we just felt like, you know, as a church, we're developing this culture of celebration. And it is most definitely about the people who made decisions this weekend to follow Jesus, to come running out of the spiritual grave. It is most definitely about us developing that culture of celebrating people who have made a public profession of faith. but it's also about us being a faith family and us listening and responding to Jesus. And you heard this morning some stories of some of our students who walked up. I watched them with my eyes at La Cantera, just unashamedly walking up to people and just engaging them. And eventually, as you would navigate through a conversation, asking them if there's anything that we could pray for them for, or any asking them if we could share our story with them. And it truly was amazing. And you know, one of the things that God's been teaching me lately about reading his word and storing it up in our hearts is that whether it's here in a corporate setting like this, whether it's in your life group, or most importantly, when it's you alone by yourself and you're reading God's word, you're learning God's vocabulary. Words that he wants to use to speak back to you so that in your heart, by the power of his spirit, in your inner man, something is activated. And you see, how I came up with this phrase, the chosen instruments, God took me back to that 2 years ago, and I'm still trusting that Brian's going to let me play the tambourine today, is this. It came from the scriptures. And so I want you to look at your neighbor. We're not done with audience participation just yet. I want you to look at your neighbor and say, you are one of God's chosen instruments. Maybe to the other side now, a little bit boldly, a little bit louder so I can hear you. You are one of God's chosen instruments. And you see, all right, focus here, guys. We're almost done. You see, when Jesus was flipping the script of the Apostle Paul's life, remember he was Saul before he became Paul? He was a persecutor of Christians before he wrote most of the New Testament. He was hunting people down and trying to kill them. You see, he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And the heavens opened, and he was blinded. And he heard the voice of Jesus, and he responded to Jesus that day. And God changed his destiny as he flipped the script of his life. As he changed his name, he went from Saul, persecutor of Christians, to Paul, the missionary. And we Gentile believers, we owe a debt even to him spiritually because as he would write the New Testament and the word of God would go forth through the nations because of his call to see that Gentile believers would learn the name of Jesus. And God put it on the heart of a guy named Ananias to walk into a room where this persecutor of Christians was and to say this. It's written for us in Acts chapter 9, verse 15. Lord said to Ananias, say to Saul, go, for you are my chosen instrument. You are a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. And you know, I know all of the words in the verse, they're really important. They're the word of God. God's breath breathed out onto a page. And all of the verses in this story and in all of the Bible, they're important to the story that God's telling. But remember what I said, when we store up God's word in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, we're giving God vocabulary to activate things in his life. When I read that verse, that phrase, chosen instrument, stood out. And as I store the story up and I remember God's language, I'm activated to be reminded that I'm an instrument to be played in the hands of the great musician, singing the song that he wants to sing, using or including me as I step into obedience, guys. So this week, God is going to continue to allow you to be an instrument in his hands. He's going to play a song as you share what God did in your life this weekend with your friends, as you continue to walk in obedience. Moms and dads, faith family of Crossbridge, I know God's been speaking some things to you. He's been sharing some things to you. And maybe this morning, as we just wait in the presence of God for a few minutes, maybe that word chosen instrument is reminding you of something he's calling you to do. And so in your chair this morning when you came in, there was a white note card, and you received a pencil. And our last act of celebration, before we do Glorious Day one more time, our last act of celebration is to respond to God with what he might be saying to us, how he wants to use us as a chosen instrument. And so what I want to ask you to do is in a minute, in a second, when I finish explaining, I'm going to shut up and I'm just going to give you an opportunity to ask Jesus to speak to you. Ask him, how do you want to use me as your chosen instrument? This week of Thanksgiving, this week as family comes in, God, how do you want to use me? And maybe for some of you, it's a commitment that you've already made and you're going to say, yes, God, I'm ready. Maybe it's something new that he's speaking to you this morning. We're just going to wait in the presence of Jesus for a few minutes or for a minute or two and give you a chance, like our pastor's been teaching us lately, to listen to the voice of Jesus. He's not going to say something to you that's condemning. I think as I look at those words, he's going to say something to you that's catalytic, reminding you what he's called you to do. So would you just might close your eyes? If you need a pencil, just raise your hand and Blair, one of our ushers, will bring one to you. And ask Jesus, what's your appropriate response to those words, chosen instrument? Celebration looks different. It's not always yelling, screaming. It's not always clapping. Sometimes it's movement. And this morning, our act of celebration as a faith family is when you're ready to come find one of these things and place the way that you're trusting Jesus to be an instrument in his hands this week on one of these boards. And we're going to get to see a picture of the way that all of us as a faith family are asking to be included in what God's already doing. And so as Grant plays, when you're ready, just begin to move. It's not required. Nobody's going to be taking attendance. But if you respond to God, we'll wait for about a minute or two. And when you're ready, just begin to move. Moms and dads, faith family, it's not just a student thing. It's for all of us. There are some in the back of the room too as well. We'll wait one more minute. Thank you. All right, should I go tambourine or maracas? Tambourine or maracas? Would you stand with me? Would you stand with me? And if you if you're still writing what you need to write down, it's an appropriate response to just kind of move. And I want to ask a few of our life group leaders and prayer team members to just be ready on the side, because we're gonna celebrate Jesus. We got a lot of things to be thankful. But if you came to church today and your heart's still heavy, I want to ask that you might move. Brian and Panis is in the back, and there's some other people that might be available to prayer for prayer. If your heart's still heavy, don't leave today without asking somebody to pray for you. All right, you guys ready?